Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas. Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Tuesday morning, so we are talking about getting healed. And we've been talking about forgiveness and understanding that forgiveness is no longer something we do. It is part of our new nature, our new character. It's like we don't do things that are true. We are now truthful. It's part of who we are. It's our character. It's like we don't do loving things. We are loving people. So forgiveness is not something we do. It's something we are. And we've been talking about forgiving God and forgiving others. And if you need to catch up on that, just follow back on the Tuesday morning programs. Otherwise, we're moving forward with probably one of the more personal and life-changing aspects of forgiveness, and that's forgiving ourselves. So many of us spend our lives holding grudges against ourselves. We look back at our past, and we are almost slave to mistakes we feel we've made, things we've said, decisions we've made. And we feel like our lives are ruined because of the consequences of those decisions and actions and things we've said. And if we don't come to those experiences, those memories, those actions with the truth about what God says happened, we will spend our whole lives living according to a lie. So when we're talking about forgiving ourselves, it's not just a spiritual exercise. You know, we don't go through the, okay, God forgives me, so I have to forgive me, or, you know, he's forgiven all my sins. We still have the issues of dealing with the circumstances and the past consequences that we are living with now. So as we allow God to bring to the surface areas where we are basically trying to do his job, we let him heal those wounds that we've been carrying around. And then we do the work that is necessary to rewrite our scripts. There are two thieves. When Jesus was crucified, there were two thieves next to him. One was the past and one was the future. And he redeemed both. And and that thief of your past and the thief of your future. The only way they can have a place in your life is if you let them. And there's no condemnation in that. It's just an understanding that God has done his part. And we have to understand what our part is, because these wounds are not in our spirit. There's nothing separating you from God in your spirit. Our problem is between our soul and our spirit. So as we understand the freedom that God wants to bring into our soul, again, our soul being our mind, will, and emotions, that's when we can really enter into that rest, enter into that peace. That's when we really become available to everything God is and has for us now. He has so much more for us. He's not holding anything back. It's just we're not capable of holding everything he wants to share with us. So what would that look like? When we, again, understand that the mistakes we think we made, that's all they were. And there are consequences, yes. But there's nothing that you did that was a surprise to God. There's no decision that you made that he's holding against you. And we've talked also about redeeming that time, redeeming our past, redeeming our future. And what do we mean by that? Going back and correcting it, or being ready to correct our future. We've been doing a series on Saturday that really addresses some of these things about setting goals in the supernatural realm. What do we want to correct, or and what do we want to be ready for? And taking responsibility. You know, we all are all looking forward to ruling and reigning and being in God in heaven. And when we start talking about the reality that that's not meant for heaven, that's not meant for after you die, after you leave this earth, that's meant for right now. We are to learn to rule and reign here. But that can cause us a little stress because we have such a hard time even running our own lives as it is, let alone taking on added responsibility, added authority. This is where learning to depend on God. He's not asking you to do them out of your own strength, out of your own understanding or knowledge or wisdom. He's already has ready for you everything you need. And not only ready for you, feeding into you. It's not about believing the right things or having the right gifts or callings. It's having that dependence and trust in who God is. When you know him, objectively, having tested your relationship with him, when you know what he's like, how much he loves you, how much he's working for you, how excited he is about your future, then we aren't afraid of making mistakes. And when we do make a mistake, we don't condemn ourselves or condemn others or allow others to condemn us. We may, you know, have the honesty and the integrity to go, man, that was a really bad thing. But then we go, okay, what do I need to do to correct it? And move on. We aren't captured by the past. We may ask God, is there anything I need to do to go back and correct it? And we correct it, and we move on. We redeem. We bring our past into the present. We bring our future into the present, and we rest now. So forgiving ourselves. We've talked about how difficult it is to forgive God. Not because he's done something wrong, but because what he has done has hurt us. And likewise, we've learned to forgive others, sometimes for what they've done that was wrong, but sometimes just because something they've done has hurt us. And likewise, we look at ourselves as well and learn to forgive ourselves for both things that we've done that were wrong. Lapses in judgment, mistakes, you know, bad decisions with bad motivations. But also things that we've done that we've hurt ourselves. And so many mistakes that we make are so much out of our control. We're doing the best we can. But because we pay consequences and others pay consequences, we blow our mistakes out of proportion. And we let them dictate our view of ourselves, of others, and of God. So as we let ourselves off the hook, and we let others and we let God off the hook, that awesome freedom that comes, we want to go ahead and allow ourselves to be overwhelmed by that. Whatever God has for you is not only possible, but we can grab a hold of it and act on it and enjoy it. God does not have a life of misery for you here, and then you die and then you're happy. Like, remind yourself of what the consequences of living in the Spirit are. Love, joy, peace. Let's just start right there. You know, let's not call them the fruit of the Spirit. They are the consequence of living in the Spirit, knowing God. Experiencing that love, joy, and peace for yourself now. So forgiving ourselves. And clearly sometimes the hardest person to forgive is ourselves. Because we know every motivation and consequence and regret, and we have to live with ourselves. So we often live with the regret of past mistakes and simply, you know, wrong decisions. How many have you ever, going into a decision, thought, I'm going to make the wrong decision? Probably not a lot of you. Or, I'm going to do everything I can to mess up my life. No. We do the best we can. You know, nobody ever goes into a marriage, for instance, thinking, well, if this doesn't work out, I can always get divorced. Most people don't. We make decisions and choices for the best, not for the worst. And we trust those around us who say they love us to help us and look out for us. And sometimes they try, and a lot of times they don't. But we understand that God is looking out for us. And everything that He has done in our lives has brought us to today. And this is exactly where He wants us. So we also think about things that we didn't do. You know, the road's not taken, decisions not made, opportunities not taken advantage of. And again, we're addressing some of those on the Saturday series. If you could be doing anything different now, what would it be? And do you still want to do it? We're not going to be controlled by time. Say you had 100 years to live, 100 years from now, and you wanted to start a new career, develop a new interest, start a new relationship. How would you do that? What would it look like? This is one of the things that frees us from that regret. Knowing that we are not victims of our past. We are not enslaved to our future. We can make decisions and choices now. And right now is exactly where God wants you to be. He's brought you here. Every opportunity and obstacle in your past was orchestrated by God. And we think of some of the stupid things we've done and bad choices. And here's what we do. We ascribe the bad things to either the devil or ourselves. And we ascribe good things to God. You know, the blessings come from God. The curses come from anywhere but. And yet He has created all things. He has created the devil. He has created the day of good and the day of evil. Nothing that exists on this world didn't come from God. So think about in the garden before Adam and Eve ate of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Everything they experienced was simply life. They didn't have an understanding of good. They didn't have an understanding of evil. It was all God. It was all eternal life. It was all spirit. And that's where we're heading. Instead of seeing things in terms of this was a good decision, this was a bad decision, this is a good consequence, this is a bad consequence, we are moving through that understanding level where we look at things in terms of good and bad. It's now, is this from God? And the only way to know that is to ask, God, what do you want me to do with this? What are your thoughts about this, Lord? And then always testing, Lord, is that you? And so we're no longer evaluating where we are, the decisions we make, based on good and bad, helpful or unhelpful, godly or ungodly. Our evaluation now is so objective because we can just go, am I depending on God in this situation or not? If you ask God, about a situation, and say you're, you know, trying to decide about a move, and you will, and we'll be going through specifically how to make guidance type questions, decisions, by asking God, the process. And you've gone through that process, and he doesn't give you any direction, which happens. And you make a decision, and you make a move, and say things fall apart. You don't go back and say, well, maybe I missed God. It's like, no. You gave him the opportunity to direct you, and he allowed you to make your choice. So you don't let guilt or anger, guilt at yourself for, quote, unquote, missing God, or anger at him for not directing you. You accept that the falling apart of the new situation was part of God's plan. We don't conclude that because something bad has happened that we have missed God. We need to get out of that mindset. One of the things we are all going to be trained to learn how to do is be a peacemaker. How to make peace. Not bring peace, but make it. It has to be worked into a situation. It's effort. But where is peace needed? In war, in conflict, in angry situations. So sometimes we find ourselves in the midst of battles, whether it's in the supernatural realm or in the natural realm. You find yourself a new pastor of a church or a new minister in a home group, and you find out there's three or four or five factions and nobody can agree on anything. And it's tearing you apart and tearing your family apart. You thought God had all these wonderful, and he'd been telling you all the wonderful things he had in store for you regarding this group, and yet it's the exact opposite when you get involved. And you think maybe you missed him. If you stick it out and you let God work through you, you'll find that the way to those blessings and the promises he gave you is through bringing peace to the group. And he will do it through you. As you put your hand into that situation, he goes before. We have so much to learn about his ways, and the only way we can learn them is by the process, by the experience. There's book learning all you want, but until you start putting what you've learned into effect, you're not going to really learn how it works. We can go to driving school every day, all day, and still not know how to drive. Until you get behind the wheel for yourself, you'll not know truly how to drive. You'll not be qualified to take that driving test. Get your license. So we are accepting that in our lives we have and we will make mistakes. But that's all they are. God doesn't punish us for them. They don't affect our relationship with him, spiritually speaking. Now, they do hinder our relationship with him between, again, our soul and our spirit, if they are allowed to hinder. If we catch ourselves, and this is where God is just waiting to train us to hear his voice, to catch these things as they begin. Say you made a mistake last night and you said something you shouldn't have said. I kind of look at things as a 24-hour cycle. You've still got till 24 hours to keep that thing from taking root in your life and becoming a wound. So if you're still thinking about something that you said last night, you go, God, this is still bothering me. Is there anything I need to do? Talk to me about this. And he, you know, may say, don't worry about it. I've already taken care of it. It wasn't a wound for the other person. And you can go, okay, thanks, God. And you just leave it there and you go on. On the other hand, he may say, you know, go ahead, give that person a call, get it straightened out right now, right this very second. Just tell them you're sorry. It was a stupid thing to say. When can we do lunch? And just get it taken care of. Don't let it become a wound. Sometimes it's those little wounds that, you know, the other person didn't even hear the same thing that you think you said. This is where we let the enemy enter in and play tricks on our minds, and sometimes we don't even need his help. And we all do that. We replay things we've said, and we think of other things we could have said and should have said, and we waste time instead of overcoming it. So wherever you are right now is exactly where God wants you. And he is ready, willing, and able to heal your past and prepare you for your future so you can live in your present. And as we forgive ourselves, it frees us to go into our future, doesn't it? It frees us from those burdens. And there are sometimes things we have to do to make restitution. And we do that. And sometimes we want to make restitution, but God says, no, this is not something I want you to try to compensate for. The most you can do is say, I'm sorry. And sometimes that's even harder. We want to try to make up for it. God says, no, your burden is that you can't make up for it and just let it go. But what are we doing? We're developing that trust relationship with God. We're allowing him to be the God. We're allowing him to reveal himself to us and bring us into that relationship with him on his terms. We're letting him develop us and train us and give us the skills we need for our future. Now, remember that none of us is powerful enough to keep us ourselves out of his will. You know, to think that we can hinder God's will isn't that just being a little self-aggrandizing, that we can, whether it's by not praying or by praying wrong or not having enough people praying, whatever that is, or by missing him or missing out or saying the wrong thing, that any decision or thought that little old us can make can so alter others' lives or even our lives or even the destiny of the world. You know, if the church doesn't straighten up and fly right, God's going to bring judgment on the world. It's like, oh my gosh, what a small view of God we have. And then, of course, when something good comes along, we say, well, it's because we prayed. My goodness. You know, what a convoluted view we have of ourselves and of God. But we trust he will deal with that as well. So we will be getting back together again on Thursday at 7:30. So, and continuing to talk about forgiveness on Tuesdays. So thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Have a great Tuesday.